This is a HeadGum Podcast. Lady loves, today's episode is brought to you by Skylar, a self-care lifestyle brand centered around scents. They offer consciously crafted hypoallergenic fragrances and perfumes and candles made with natural ingredients for yourself and your home with the ultimate goal of supporting and empowering women. Ah, I love that. The clean, modern perfumes are unique, light, and they never overpower, so you can feel great about spritzing. There are four scents, you guys. Arrow is spicy, warm, and seductive. Coral, fruity, floral, and flirty. Isle is clean, dewy, and fresh. And Meadow is floral, elegant, and beautiful. And you guys, they sent me the cutest Skylar sample palette with all four of these scents for me to try. And they've even made recommendations for when I should use them. So Arrow, they recommend as a date night essential. Coral, a happiness booster. Isle, a vacation oasis. And Meadow is a floral fantasy. So I wore Arrow on a date last week, and I will tell you, it definitely worked. I think he likes me. So if you guys want your own Skylar sample palette with free shipping plus a $20 credit towards your next full-sized perfume purchase, visit skylar.com/lovin. That's skylar.com/lovin, L-O-V-I-N. Again, that's skylar.com/lovin, skylar.com/lovin.
Hello, everyone.
Hello.
Have you guys ever heard my voice this high?
It was very high and peppy.
I know.
Well, I like it.
It's because I'm staring at you, Greta.
Thanks, Jilly.
This is Lady Lovin'.
Welcome to Lady Lovin'. It is just Jilly and I today.
It is. It's the two of the best.
Yeah, I want you guys to know we have some really good guests on deck. I know that we keep on saying that, but like these are really good guests that we have on deck. And when it works out that all of our schedules align, you guys are going to be really happy, but until then, you're just also going to be happy listening to us.
Until then, it's Jilly Hendricks. It's Greta Tittleman.
Exactly.
This is Lady Lovin.
Joining us today, unfortunately, I wish she were.
What is this yawn?
I'm so tired.
What is going on? Were you partying last night?
No.
Were you hitting the D floor or the D?
No.
Or the hanging out with the dog?
I was hanging out with the dogs, but...
That's cute. I love dogs.
I'm just really exhausted. I got to New York and then I was in Sweden and Denmark for my cousin's wedding. And then I was back here for a week and I was doing a bunch of shows.
Oh, yes.
And then I went to Philadelphia for the weekend to go to my family friend's wedding. And then I came back and then it's the 4th of July and I traveled to Pennsylvania. Mm-hmm. Or I will be traveling to Pennsylvania.
It's a crazy time. I'd like everyone to know that Greta always has amazing shows. But a few weeks ago, she was at the Jane Hotel and she did like an hour storytelling over a piano.
Yes.
And I was like, this is where you need to be. It was beautiful. It was honestly.
Listeners that came. We had so many Lady Lovin' fans that came. Thank you so much.
Some great Lady Lovin' fans. But it was honestly, I think it was like a big career move for you.
Thank you.
I could see like. I mean, Greta always feels the most comfortable on the stage. It's where she belongs. But it was, like, pretty amazing. She was, she, like, went into song because she has a beautiful voice.
And then she was telling stories
with jokes. And then there was a piano. And then she was very honest about her life. And I was like, wow, you should do this. I said that. I go, you should do this every week. And Greta was like, oh, that's a lot.
I just don't think I can.
She was like, what are you talking about? But I'm like, this is literally.
When I think about people that like are filming their like hour long specials for like Netflix or HBO or something like that. You know, they do that show like every single night for a week. Like Hannah Gatsby's special on Netflix, which is amazing.
I saw it live.
You saw Hannah Gatsby's? You did?
I did. I saw it live at the Soho Theater. Uh-huh. It was phenomenal. I laughed. I cried. It's like, yeah, it's the best thing on Netflix right now.
But she did that every night.
For months.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, the same thing.
Right.
The same. I know. Well, you should do, that's what I was saying. I feel like you should do the same thing, but like add in the piano and the singing and all of that. But like that's. Her thing was so intimate and funny. It's not really necessarily like an, I guess would they call that an hour stand up?
Yeah. It's the Our Santa special.
Yeah. But it was also, you did cry.
Yeah. I mean, the second half of it.
I know, but I'd never watched stand-up that made me cry before. Chris Rock doesn't make a tear roll down my cheek.
Well, it's a different, I mean, it's, you know, it's really powerful.
Chris Rock has one funny joke I like.
What is it? Actually, I don't like it when people repeat jokes, but why? Tell me anyway. What is it?
Thanks. He says, you can get any job you want as long as they're hiring and you're qualified or something.
What?
This is maybe that's why you don't like
it. Literally not a joke.
Well, it was like a setup. I mean, there was a whole setup with the joke. You know, I don't know how to stand up. I did stand up once, and all I could talk about was how my ex-boyfriend made me eat paleo bread. But I was very skinny.
I was there.
In L.A. No, twice.
Oh, no.
You took me to my first open mic.
Yeah.
And then I said one joke people liked.
Yeah.
Actually, one joke that one person laughed at. No one else laughed at anything else.
No, that's not true. That was a good...
And then I did one stand-up one time, and I talked about how my ex-boyfriend used to, like, he wouldn't eat bread or, like, carbs. And so I was, like, 15 pounds skinnier. And he would literally only let me eat paleo bread.
That's so fucking weird.
Yeah, it was, like, not a good relationship.
That's abusive.
Young. You know? And then I'd always be like, I want to lose weight. And he'd be like, I'm sick of you saying that. Just do it already.
I mean, like, fair.
True.
But, yeah, so thank you to everyone who came to my show. Yeah, thank you, Jilly, for my compliments. That's so sweet. Yeah, I'm just tired from a big past 3 weeks. But I don't want to leave the East Coast.
I don't want you to leave. But I'm coming to L.A.
We're going to be on a show together in L.A.
Yeah, I'll be in L.A.
We should plug that.
We should. July 19th.
Jilly is hosting a show for her other podcast at the Grove on the 19th, and I'm going to be there.
And Greta's going to be on it.
Also, you guys should come to my show in L.A. next week or tomorrow.
We're just really...
July
10th.
July 10th.
Yeah.
Yes. We're just plugging top of the episode.
Plug.
A lot of plugs.
I'll be spending time in L.A. at the end of July, so Greta, you'll get a lot of me.
I can't wait. What's going on with you, Jilly?
Well, my boyfriend and I broke up.
So. I'm nodding my head for everyone that can't hear me or that can't see me. Do you want to talk about it or do you not really want to talk about it?
Well, it was interesting. We met and we moved kind of quickly because, I don't know, it just happened. We like started talking every day and we got along really well. And then... towards the end, I noticed, obviously, things were a little bit different than they were in the beginning. But it was weird. In the beginning, I was much more slow and I didn't want to move quickly. And he kind of was like, I really like you. And like, you know, putting more of the, I guess, making more of the effort and kind of like moving it along. And then as soon as I feel like I got sort of comfortable, it kind of switch roles, which does happen in relationships, obviously. I think throughout relationships, you always like switch roles of like who's making the plans or who's more into it, depending on like what's going on in your respective lives. But yeah, it's sort of towards the end, he didn't really want to hang out as much. And so that's kind of, you know, I knew something was wrong. But yeah, he said that he was he wanted to just, you know, focus on his work, which I don't know. I personally think that if someone really likes you, no matter if they're busy with work or no matter what's going on, then they'll make it work. So that's kind of, I guess, how I feel about that. I don't feel like it's necessarily about work. I feel like it's more like if you loved me and you wanted to be with me, you would, you know?
I do. I think that I think that reason is really difficult because, yes, for a lot of people, it is like if you really wanted to be with me, you'd make it work. You know what I mean? I understand that. But at the same time, I think that people get so overwhelmed by like their drive for work that they truly just like don't know how to balance also being in a relationship.
Yeah, but I do feel that if you, like, it's never the right time. Like, I want to have kids, and that's never going to be the right time for me to have kids. It's never going to be the right time for me to be pregnant. And, you know, obviously, like, you just do it because that's, you're getting to the right, next
but
place.
Some, but some times are better than others. And here's what I think, because, you know, I've been thinking about this since it happened. And here's what I think for you. Like, you deserve to be with someone who is in the right place for a relationship. And I don't think he was there yet. And I don't think, and because of that, the relationship would have been unfair.
Yeah, I agree with that. But I think that, you know, he definitely said he was. Like, we've had that, we had the conversation, right, you know, a few times. He brought it up even in the beginning. And so I thought it was something that we were equally committed. And I completely understand that when, I mean, I feel the same way. You know, I've gone through a lot of transitions with work stuff right now. I've just launched this new podcast that I'm still trying to figure out the format. I have another project I'm working on. I recently, you know, around the same time that the relationship ended, you know, stopped working with Fuck Jerry and them as much to kind of develop my own thing. And so I just think that you, that's life though, like balancing things. It's the same thing, like balancing exercise, balancing hanging out with your friends. Like that's just all stuff that you have to figure out. And
I think that finding balance is truly, it's the key to a successful life, but I think it's the hardest thing for so many people to find.
Yeah. Balance is difficult. I don't know. I just, I really do believe that if you love someone, it works. And that's the thing. It's like, you know, maybe if he was with someone else where, you know, I do have needs and wants and desires from a partner. And maybe if he was with someone else that didn't have that, that's the right person for him.
Right. You know? And like, you do have needs and wants and desires and you deserve to have them met. You know what I mean? You deserve to be with someone that not only like wants to take time out of their schedule to be with you, but also enjoys taking time out of their schedule to be with you.
Yeah.
And like, it's all, life is constantly about compromise. Relationships are about compromise. And, you know, you need to be with someone that's willing to compromise their life as much as you're willing to compromise yours. And it can't always just be, you know, work, 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 work. If anybody is just like work, 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 work constantly, and they don't care about fostering like personal relationships with people outside of their career, then like that's one thing. But if they do, then they're going to have a really difficult time doing that.
Yeah.
You know, it's like,
I don't know. I do. I feel like I'm like in that place too, where there's a lot that needs to happen for me in the next few years. You know what I mean? In terms of work.
Sure. There's
a lot. Definitely at that place. But there's a sense of like commitment that you need from someone, especially like, it doesn't even have to do anything with time. You know, I think that there's going to be times in your life where you and your boyfriend can't see each other all the time, or depending on people's work. But I just, there's like a level of like being present, even if you're not physically there.
Of course. But there's also a level of that, that to me goes into the prioritizing like a person just as much as you prioritize your career. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And some people just can't do that or see that clearly, or are convinced that if they do that, it's jeopardizing their career. You know what I mean? And, you know, sometimes I think that when we want something so badly, we let a bunch of things fall by the wayside. And like that happens for some of my friends who have fallen so deep into relationships that they've, you know, forgotten about their friends or let their work slip, or people that fall so deep into work that they haven't seen their friends, or like, you know, it's both ways.
Yeah.
And it's hard and it's shitty and it's heartbreaking. It's heartbreaking, especially when you felt like you were walking down the same path with someone and then you like turn around and they're not anywhere near you.
Yeah. I think for me, it's just the commitment thing was hard for me because there were so many times where, you know, you give someone the opportunity to be like honest. To be communicative,
I think, you know? And I think that's a really difficult thing to be like, I gave him, or not him specifically, him, but like him, her. When we'd say things like, I gave them so many opportunities to like say something, I gave them so many opportunities
just
to do
communicate
something.
Though, just to communicate. That's all I mean. I don't mean that. I think that, you know, obviously people's opinions change and you can fall out of love with someone and you could not be interested anymore. But I do think there's communication.
Totally. I think that communication is the number one reason why your relationship will succeed and why your communication will be why your relationship succeeds. Not communicating is 100% the reason why your relationship fails. It's the reason why your relationship fails. It's the reason why people cheat. It's the reason why all this shit.
Yeah.
How are you doing now? Are you feeling like you're healing? Do you realize you're deserving of someone that like wants to give their time and love and attention to you and not have it feel like it's jeopardizing their life? You don't want to be with someone that's going to resent you for taking time away from their career.
Well, I think the main thing for me is just more, I just want to be with someone that loves me.
Of course.
And wants to be with me. Like, besides any of that extra stuff, it's more just, I want someone that's like, I'm committed through the hard times, through figuring stuff out with work, through all of that. And so there's no sort of looking back. You know what I mean?
Right.
That's kind of just where I'm at in life, where I know that I deserve someone that is going to fight for me and that wants to be with me.
Yeah.
So that's my exact mindset. And I'm not ever going to beg anyone to be with me.
No.
You should know. And if you don't know, then you're not my person.
Well, you should know and you should want to be with me.
Exactly. So that's just really where I'm at there. But yeah, of course, it's not fun. I'm not very interested in being social and I don't feel sexual.
But it will
come
back.
So those things are not very fun, but you know.
It will come back.
But I do have a lot of work.
I feel like you're handling this in like a really good way.
Well, I have a lot of things
But I've seen you go through other breakups before and I feel like this one you're like handling and you're just like, that's fine. You don't want to be with me. Like, I deserve to be with someone who's going to worship me. And like, if you aren't that person, like, that's sorry for you.
Yeah. But it is still hard. It is still like,
it's totally still hard. But I think that you're just like showing an example to all of our listeners of like having the confidence to just be like, I deserve more than this helps you get through a breakup.
Yeah. Well, you know, we do get a lot of emails and this is kind of why, you know, this is not really something that I wanted to talk about, but I do feel like because we get so many emails of girls being like, you know, he treats me poorly or he does this. And then you stay around and it's like, it does suck to go through a breakup. It sucks to find someone new, to just be single, to not, you know, have another person or the support or go to bed next to someone or have, you know, intimate relationships and all of that. But if someone's not treating you right, it's really important for you to know that there is someone else that will.
Yeah, I get really upset when I see a bunch of women that I know that I don't know dating these like fucking budget ass whack dudes.
Well, yeah, we get emails and girls are like, you know, the email that we got recently when the girl was like, I work and my boyfriend doesn't work. And, you know, he just sits around and he complains and I'm doing everything like, but. You know, how do I make this work?
Like buying all the weed.
Yeah. And like, how do I make this work? And it's like, that's not, and I'm not comparing, obviously, my relationship
but that's like, I mean, so many things, so many girls that are like, write us in about their boyfriends being fucking lame asses. And I'm so sick of it. We cannot be letting these men like live like this and treat us like this. And it's like, I am not your employee. You do not own me.
Yeah.
I'm not here to serve you. This is a fucking partnership. And if you're not willing to like step up and be the partner that I need you to be, then I can't be in this relationship anymore.
I do think also like a lot of times, you know, you'll have people kind of girls that get over relationships very quickly, or they come across that they're over it and they're really happy and everything's fine. And if you're someone that isn't like that, you're so scared to even end a relationship because you're afraid.
Well,
and
the fear of being alone is the most like paralyzing fear for so many people. You know, they're scared that like if they break up with this person, they can rattle off a laundry list of all of these like quote unquote, like he's a good guy, like all these good things about them. And then be like, and I'm scared, like I'll never meet someone. And like, what if this is just a phase and like blah, 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 blah. And then what if I regret it? And it's like, you will meet someone.
Yeah, I think what I was going with that was just more like, I do feel like there's girls that, you know, break up and they're fine. And then there's girls that don't. And a lot of the girls that don't, that, you know, are more emotional, or it's very hard for them to go through breakups, and they haven't dated a lot of people like me. That was only my second boyfriend. You know, it's not easy. And if I sound confident or like happy or on my Instagram, like, yeah, that's great, but it still fucking sucks. And I still cry in public all the time.
Totally.
But like, I know that there will be someone better for me in the long run. And like, that's honestly all you have to know.
Yeah. Well, that's the most, that's peace of mind.
Yeah.
You know,
but
still sucks.
Still fucking sucks because I still love him.
Dude, I'm still burned by my fucking high school boyfriend.
No, see, I'm like, you know, I don't care about any of my other ex-boyfriends.
I'm kidding. I don't really care about him. But my point is, like, as confident and as happy and as great as all of us seem, like, social media is bullshit, first of all. And second of all, like, you know, we all go through things that singe us or burn us in a way, and like, it's also fine if like that's always tender. Yeah. You know what I mean?
And Allison, who's on our show before, who I speak to a lot, she is always like, if you're sad and you want to cry, like, cry and let it out and feel it, because the more that you hold it in and don't feel it, the more it's going to affect you and for a longer period of time.
Yeah, I cry all the time.
What's that one? It's very cheesy, this quote, but it's like, the only way out is through.
Yes.
I don't even know who said it.
I don't know either.
I'm horrible at my quoting today, but.
Well, on that note, let's go out and through with a little commercial break.
Commercial break.
Come right back.
All right.
This episode of Lady Lovin' is brought to you by Away. And you guys, Away is first class luggage at a coach price. The girls and I all have Away suitcases, lots of sizes, the carry-on, the bigger carry-on, the medium or the large, all kinds of colors. I have a beautiful green, Jilly has pink. And you guys, these suitcases are made of high quality materials, but they are offered at a much lower price compared to other brands because they cut out the middleman and they are selling these suitcases directly to you. All of these suitcases are made with premium German polycarbonate, which is unrivaled in strength and impact resistance. They have four 360-degree spinning wheels, means you get to get through that airport with a really smooth ride. And you guys, they have a removable, washable laundry bag, which keeps dirty clothes separate from clean, which at the end of your trip is so, so important. So I absolutely love my Away suitcase, especially the one that charges my cell phone so that when I'm at JFK, I do not have to worry about having a dead phone on my way to Italy or Buffalo or wherever I'm going. So if you guys want $20 off a suitcase, you just go to awaytravel.com/lovin and use promo code lovin, L-O-V-I-N, during checkout. Again, for $20 off a suitcase, visit awaytravel.com/lovin and use promo code lovin, L-O-V-I-N, during checkout. You guys, I'm so excited when Squarespace sponsors the show because my website, thelowdown.com, is built on Squarespace and I built it myself on Squarespace and it took me like one day. How amazing is that? Anybody can build a website on Squarespace. You can create any kind of website. You can showcase your work. You can create a blog and publish content. You can sell products and services of all kinds. You can promote your business and you can announce upcoming events or special products, like all kinds of stuff. You can do it on Squarespace. I love them because they have these amazingly beautiful templates and it's just so easy to customize the look and feel of everything, the settings, the products. Everything is optimized for mobile right out of the box. And this is Jill's favorite part, they have 24/7 award-winning customer support, which is so, so great. So I am actually in the process of redesigning the Lowdown myself right now on Squarespace, and I would highly suggest that you guys check it out. Check out my website, of course, but check out squarespace.com for your own amazing website. So if you want a free trial and to save 10% off of your first purchase of a website or domain, just head to squarespace.com/lovin. Just like I said, head to squarespace.com/lovin for a free trial. And when you're ready to launch, you use that offer code lovin to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain.
And we are back. We are back. Jilly, it is fucking...
It's hot out there.
Hot out there. Hot, hot, hot. Should we talk about my relationship or do you want to answer questions?
We could talk about your relationship, but I do have one question that I want to answer from...
For me?
A beautiful listener, and I would like to hear about your relationship first.
I mean, I guess my relationship's really uneventful, and I honestly have nothing to say.
Well, do you have any tips on how you and your wonderful boyfriend are communicating together? Because you're talking about how communication yes. is the most important part of a relationship.
Yeah, well, I have the fear because I'm a child of divorce. I just have a fear of, like, everything crumpling and ending. And he and I have a few friends that are going through divorces right now. And I feel like happy for them because I feel like, you know, they're in a place where they're like young, they don't have kids, they're going to go out in the world, meet someone amazing and have like a really beautiful life. And I feel really, really happy for them. But like when I think about my mom after my parents divorced, like my mom was fucking 58 and like devastated. And she would always be like, who the fuck wants to date me or like be with me? And it's so easy for us to be, for me as her daughter, to be like, you're the most amazing woman on the planet. Like someone's going to want to date you. But my biggest fear is someone just like leaving me when I'm like older. But at the same time, I'd still be really hot and cool. So like definitely didn't like I think that I would be able to date. You know what I mean? But that thought makes me depressed.
Well, I think that's there's nothing really you can do to get rid of that thought other than just like accept that you'd have no control over life.
Yes, which is true.
Cool. Too bad Lo's not here to say something really positive.
Like, aging has really terrified me.
Aging?
I'm not talking about like aging in the sense of like my like wrinkles and like my tits sagging and like me shitting my pants. Like I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about like, okay, like my dad is 70, turning 73.
Okay.
And like he's at a point in life where he can see the end of his life. Do you get what I'm saying?
Yeah, and you don't want to be like, to a point. You don't want to look down. You only want to look up.
He's in a deficit of years.
Mm-hmm.
Like we're in a surplus. Do you know what I mean? Like we're going up and up and up. And we still have more years to live than life we've lived. Like my father has lived more life than he has left. Do you know what I mean?
So that idea really scares you.
Yeah, kind of. I mean,
but don't you think that if you're like 40 years from now or 45 years from now or what? I don't even know how old you are anymore. But like you are going to be such a different person than you are now that you're going to have a different mindset that like being there, maybe you'll have the acceptance.
No, and I totally agree. But, you know, I'm talking to my dad and he's just like, and my dad is like in really good shape. He's like, you know, when we were traveling with him, he like walked fucking 9 miles with us one day. Like you would never guess that he's like that old, even though I don't even know what that means anymore. Like there are so many older people that you find out they're a certain age. And you're like, oh my God, are you serious? You know, mm-hmm. Jane Fonda is like the hottest person on the planet.
And yours she's is like not 75. A vain looks thing. Yours more is a mental state, mm-hmm. The mental state of knowing you're dying.
Exactly.
Yeah.
It's no, it's not a vain look thing at all. It's like the mental state of knowing that you're dying. And then on top of that, the prospect of losing your mind.
Yeah.
You know,
I think the only thing that really scares me and it's something that you've gone through about getting older is that your parents are going to die.
Yeah.
And you have gone through that at an early age when mm-hmm. most people don't really go through that when they're until they're older. But that to me is really freaky because I have such a great relationship with my parents, you know, and I don't really know how I would have gotten through. I always like, you know, without my parents, like the past 10 years. And that's something that you've had to go through.
Yeah.
But that's crazy.
Yeah, but you know, I think that like losing parents, like no matter what age, is really fucking crazy.
Yeah.
Because they support you. I don't know. Like, look, is it really hard losing a parent when you're really young? 100%. But also like it still impacts your life. You know what I mean? No matter what. Like you can be like, look, my dad lost his mom when he was 71. My grandma was 92 when she died. Mm-hmm. Like, Was it sad? Yeah. But like, you know, my grandma lived a long life and like my dad had a lot of time with her. But it still is one of those things. It's like, oh, we are not on this planet for forever. We're all going to die.
I think also like when you lose a parent younger, like when you lose a parent when you're maybe in your 30s, your 40s, your 50s, you have a partner that you're with. Normally, like you're with a boyfriend or girlfriend or a husband or wife or whatever. Yeah,
you've kind of built out your own family.
Yeah, you have a support system. And when you lose a parent when you're younger, you don't have that.
Mm-mm, no. And so there's a lot of instability. It's really difficult. I mean, then there are people that like, you know, parents die when they're really young. Yeah. I have a few friends who don't have either parent. I have friends that not only have no parents, but also don't have any extended family. And I have no fucking idea how they do that. You know, go through life on their own, like no family.
That would be very hard for me. I've definitely used my family, my friends.
My family's a huge support system for me. Huge.
Same.
I don't know what I'd do without them.
I don't know how we got here. This is so dark.
Sorry.
This is so fucking dark.
This is not a peppy like summer.
Oh my
vibe.
God. I know. But this is not really a like, quickly, hope everyone had a great 4th of July.
Really quickly. What you were saying about relationships, Abe and I do constantly we are constantly communicating.
My biggest fear with communication is always that they're going to leave.
You can't fear that though. Because
I know.
You just like, and if that's how you feel, you need to say that.
I felt that in my last relationship. I did feel if I had, I just was scared. I was
scared
of the person running away I don't know. I mean, I felt like I was very communicative, so I was proud of myself. And I think that's probably why I'm handling, you know, the breakup in a more, in a better way than the past is because I was very open. But communicating is just, it's scary. I mean, throughout my whole life, every time I ever like said anything with men, it was always like they'd run away or like, you know, I've been in really shitty situations where I've said stuff and then it just whatever. But it's interesting. It's a really hard thing to kind of overcome, to find your voice in a relationship when you've never used it before in a relationship.
Well, it's also about like finding someone that also cares about your voice and wants to hear your voice. You know what I mean? A lot of people can be really communicative in relationships and can say a bunch of stuff, but then the other person won't hear them.
Yeah.
And that's fucking annoying too. I've been in a lot of relationships where I have always said my shit and always been communicative, but my partner has not wanted to listen.
Yeah.
So you need to be, and I've also had to learn how to be a good listener. Like I haven't always been a good listener a lot of the time. I mean, look, we can't all be.
Do you think that's because you didn't like the person enough?
I don't know. Because like at the time, you know, at the time we get into relationships, we seemingly like people, you know what I mean? But then things happen and things, you know, time goes by and then like you realize or you reflect that like you don't want to be with them anymore. But I think that at least for me, like I would like to think of all my past relationships of being like, okay, well, there is one point in time where the thought of this like really excited me and I did like this. Otherwise, I'm just like, I'll just be like, fuck everyone I've ever been with. You know what I mean? And I don't think that that's nice either.
I kind of feel that.
You know, it's not nice
fuck
to be like,
fuck everyone I've ever been with.
Fuck everyone I've ever been with, but at the same time, fuck everyone I've ever been with, but also thank you for like making me the person I am now in like the best relationship I've ever been in.
Yeah.
Like, I wouldn't be the person that I am now had it not been for
your past boyfriend.
My past boyfriends.
Yeah.
Dating back to high school, but my boyfriend's dating back to like around college.
Do you almost wish sometimes when you end something with someone that you could have started it where you are now?
No, because like it ended for a reason.
I know, but with a different mindset.
Kind of like fuck everyone, like fuck all my exes, honestly, but also like that's mean feeling, you know. I'm trying to put out positive shit into the universe, you know what I mean? Unless someone really fucks you over, if someone fucks you over, then fuck them and never fucking forgive them and don't feel bad. Well, forgive them for yourself because that's a heavy burden, but don't like physically forgive them, you know what I mean? When people are abusive and shitty, those people should fucking rot in a special place.
Should we do an email?
Yeah. Oh, wait. One more thing, though, about communication, just to button this up.
Let's just button it up with a nice
communication is the only reason why Abe and I really think, have, like, just loved each other. I mean, our relationship, we haven't been together for, like, that long, but our, like, burning love has stayed hot.
Let me twist this around. I think because you love each other so much, that's why you communicate.
Yeah, I agree with that too.
I really do believe that it's, I mean, people can say work, not the right time, whatever. I really think if you love someone, you talk and you want it to work.
We want it to work.
You both want it to work.
Yeah, we both really want it to work. We both want it to work. We both want it to work for a long time. We both reassure each other that we want it to work. And that's
important.
And that reassurance in a relationship is, like, priceless. You guys, it is so fucking hot. My tits are sweating profusely to the point that I have a sweat bead dripping from underneath my boob to my vagina right now.
Well, why would you wear a long sleeve dress when it's 90 degrees out?
I don't know.
Okay, let's do an email. Hold on one second.
Okay.
Dear beautiful Lady Love and crew, first of all, I have to mention that I've been listening to your lovely podcast for over a year. Thank you so much. She says some really great things about us. Okay. She's reaching out because she's been working full-time for 1 year after graduating college and has lived in the same city for 5 years. I live in SoCal, but I really want to move to a bigger city, aka New York. I've always lived in California, but I love NYC. And the way the East Village is always lively, beautiful, and awake. However, I've been seeing my boyfriend for 6 months now, and I'm so in love. He's the only guy who all of my family and friends approve of, and my sister legit told me she might love him more than me. The problem is, he's older, he's 29, and he loves where we live, and he's very comfortable. I've always been in a relationship type person, and I really feel like I need to find myself, as cheesy as that sounds. However, I truly feel like, because I've always been mature and been in quite an array of relationships, that I could actually see myself marrying him one day. He said he would try NYC, but didn't seem super keen on the idea. I also should mention I'm quite the introvert and I'm nervous. It could be hard to make new friends in such a large place. What should I do?
Wait, I'm confused.
She basically...
Her boyfriend wants to move to New York?
No, she wants to move to New York, but she has a boyfriend she's been dating for 6 months that she thinks she could marry. And she's, you know, in her mid-20s and he is 29 and he's not really so keen on moving to New York. And she's also a little bit scared, but she has this burning desire to move to New York.
Okay, well, but she said that he's willing to do it.
Yeah, but he's not.
Oh, girl, move to New York.
I think, you know, if you have this inside of you, I had the same thing. I grew up in Orange County. I went to college in Boston. Then I lived in LA for 5 years, and I really wanted to move to New York, and I did. And it was changed my life, and I'm the happiest.
Move to New York.
So I think if you have it inside you, it's not going to go away.
No, you're always going to be wondering.
And if you stay with this guy for like 2 years and you're still together and really happy, you're still going to have this I want to move to New York feeling inside of you. So you might as well just do it now.
100.
And he should come with you, because if he's, you know, why not? If he doesn't have, you know, a job that he can't, if he can transfer a job, great. If you can get a new job, great. I think that if this is something you really want, you really should do it.
I agree. And I think that, like, if you guys are really in love and you see this working out and you want to continue doing it, it will work out. You guys are going to figure it out. I really believe that. I think that you should 100% move to New York City. 1,000, 1,000, 1,000 P.
I was also very shy when I moved here because it's hard for me to socialize. Well, and now look at me. I'm a social butterfly.
We're a tale as old as time, Jilly.
Greta and Jilly, I met.
We met. We went on a blind date.
We did.
And when being dead serious, we met as, like, we had, you know, our sisters were friends, but they were like, oh, you'd like, our sisters would like each other. And then we just met each other.
Yeah.
And now here we are. So here don't be nervous and don't be like, you say you're an introvert, but you're also going to come to New York and you're going to realize New York is going to, like, pull things out of you that you didn't even know existed.
Yes. And if you do decide to stay with this man and move to New York, and you really love him, you could move back in a year if you
want.
Totally.
Or, like, you do long distance for a bit, or he comes here. Or, I mean, it's going to work out. I have faith in this. I have faith in you. I fully think you should get your ass here. Okay, I have a good question pulled up for us. Are you ready for this?
Ready.
Subject line, he asked a stripper for a BJ. How do I tell her to dump her boy?
Dump his ass.
Okay. My friend has been in a relationship with her boyfriend for 2 years. fits in with, he fits in with our friend group, but everyone is realizing that he's an extremely immature guy. They're between the ages of 24 and 25, and he's 30. This guy, Jim, lives with his Crystal. She made up names. I like your name choices here. Okay. Jim lives with Crystal without paying rent. He works a dead-end job that he doesn't like and smokes a ton of weed instead of expressing his emotions. He has also gotten so blackout drunk that Crystal and her father have had to search for him around the city to make sure he was okay. How big is your city, girl? That's what I want to know.
You know, I lived with this guy in L.A., and then we had a roommate for a little bit, and the roommate would get so drunk that he'd fall asleep on the street and get picked up by an ambulance at, like,
so
a lot of times.
Up. Okay, wait. Crystal has issues with anxiety, and he has exploited this on numerous occasions. Due to the lack of trust in the relationship, Jim offered to let her read his texts. Over the course of the recent weekend, when he was at a bachelor party for a friend's upcoming wedding, Jim sent a text message to a girl he met at a bar saying he thought she was cute and he wanted to know what she was up to. Also, Jim texted the stripper hired for the bachelor party asking how much it costs for a blowjob. Crystal read these texts. Jim deleted these texts when he woke up, thinking she hadn't seen them. When she confronted him, Jim blamed her for the lack of trust. Fuck Jim. Jim also said that all the other guys at the party got blowjobs and he didn't. Okay, fuck Jim and all of his fucking loser-ass friends.
I'm so proud of Jim that he didn't get a blowjob when all of his friends did.
What a guy to be like, oh, everybody else got their fucking dick sucked and they paid this person and not me. I hate him. Okay, Crystal loves this guy and desperately wants the relationship to work. I've talked to our friend group and everyone can see that it's very bad, but no one wants to rock the boat. Long story short, am I a bad friend for not voicing my concerns about their relationship? Am I a good friend for letting her continue dating him knowing that he wants to propose? What? Bitch, how does he want to propose? This guy doesn't even pay rent. How does he think he's going to fucking have a life with someone?
Because he's got it easy.
Girl.
That's why he wants to propose. Because he knows he can cheat. He doesn't have to pay for anything. He can live off this girl. Why wouldn't he want to marry her?
You need to tell your friend to dump his ass 1,001%. I mean, this fucking guy not paying rent, working a dead-end job, getting so fucked up that she and her dad need to search for him in their town, and then going and flirting with a girl and then asking a stripper. First of all, very disrespectful to the stripper. Yeah. I mean, bitch, what? You know?
Here's the thing. This man is walking all over your friend, and you guys can all see it. So I do think that you have to have another serious conversation with her. And, you know, you can only do so much. This is still your friend's life. This is not your life. So you can have a conversation with her, and you can say, look, you know you deserve better. You know that your boyfriend shouldn't be asking for blowjobs from other women. Unless you're in an open relationship, you know that that you want more out of your relationship. So why are you with this man? And you can have an honest conversation with her. And if she continues to do this, that's her problem. This isn't your problem. And, you know, you can be a good friend and you can say that, but there's only so much you have to do. People have to figure shit out on their own. And if it's too hard for you to be with her, I had a friend that I was very close with, and she kept going back with a guy that never wanted to be with her, that always had other girlfriends, would always still hook up with her. He was a complete jerk. And our friendship kind of took a toll because, you know, you can only say this to someone so many times where you feel like you're continuously disrespecting yourself. You're continuously unhappy. You're continuously, you know, hurting yourself. It's like drugs, you know. It's why are you, do you keep going back to this person?
Well, because people are in these abusive cyclic relationships.
But it did. That girl and I, you know, I it was hard for me because she would complain about it all the time. And I'm like, I can't have this conversation 50 times. Of course, I want to be there for you. Of course, if you need anything, I'm always here. But, you know, I can't do this because it also, like, was hurting my life because I was like, this is not the energy that I want to be around or the energy that I want to put in the world.
Right. Look, I agree. I think you need to say something to her. You need to talk to her, like, rationally in a calm way. But ultimately it's her decision, you know what I mean? And like, maybe what she needs to hear is you guys talking to her about it. Maybe that will help her see things clearly. But again, like, It's just, it sucks because it's your friend. You know, if it were you, I'd be like, girl, run for the fucking hills. Should we do one more question?
Yeah, I think we got a sexy question.
I have one sexy question pulled up.
Let's hear it.
Okay. Literally, the subject line is sex question.
Oh, great. Hope I can answer it.
I'm 23 and would like to remain anonymous. Girl.
Don't we all?
Don't we all? First off, just want to say I love all three of you. This podcast is the reason why I can get through each day at work. That's so nice. Okay, I recently came out as heteroromantic bisexual. Basically, I'm sexually attracted to both guys and girls, but would only date a guy. I've been in a 4-year relationship with my boyfriend, which happens to be the only guy I've ever had sex with. I really love him, but since we have been together from a young age, I don't have any sexual experience with girls or anyone else. Now that I've expressed how I feel, I want to have a sexual experience with a girl, but I know my boyfriend isn't okay with it and would break up our relationship. Just wondering what your opinion on this would be, if I should go behind his back and do it or never have that experience.
First of all, I can't speak. You should never go behind someone's back. So if you want to have a sexual relationship with a woman, you should break up with your boyfriend and figure that out. And if that's, it's the same thing with a girl moving to New York. If you want to do something, it's always going to be in the back of your mind if it's something that you really want to do, and you have to make that decision. Do I want to move to New York and leave my boyfriend? Do I want to try being with a woman and leave my boyfriend? Like, that's a decision that you have to make. And if this is something that you think about and that you know, it's on your mind a lot and you want to do this, then maybe it is something you need to explore, and you shouldn't have to feel like you still need to be with your boyfriend to do that.
Also, you shouldn't let the threat of your relationship ending prevent you from satisfying a real need that you feel inside of you. And if he is unwavering on his support of you for that, then he is not actually the best partner for you.
Yeah, if being with women is something that you want to do, maybe you need to be with a guy that is open to you being with women as well.
And at least open to the conversation. Like, I'm so sick of these people that are just like not even willing to hear the conversation.
Well,
or
I don't know.
Conversation.
If I was with a guy and he said, and he was like, I want to have sex with another guy, I would say, I don't know if I would be okay with it. And I think that's fine too. That's fine if I wouldn't be okay with it.
But you would at least have the conversation.
He won't have the conversation.
I'm saying from what I gather, she's saying it seems pretty black and white. Like, he's not okay with her having sex with anybody else but him. And that's like, it, to me, when you're just like super hard and strict about something like that, there's no way that she's going to feel comfortable trying to have like an open and honest conversation with him.
Yeah.
Because when you have someone like that, it's like, how are you going to reason with them? It feels very pointless. Hopeless. This goes back to communication,
I guess. But I do, if I was dating a guy and he was like, I want to be with another guy, I would be like, okay, that's not really a conversation because I know I wouldn't be okay with it.
Right. But if he was like, can you just hear me out? And like, can we talk about
this? Of course
I
would listen.
You'd say, yeah.
Yeah. Of course I would listen. But ultimately my answer would still be no.
Well, you don't know that. You don't know what kind of a relationship you would be in or what kind of guy that you'd be with. I mean, you really don't.
True. I don't know what's going to happen when I'm 76.
And you also just don't know like how you're going to feel. Like, yeah, maybe you'd hear him out and maybe it's not a, you know, like,
I don't know. I think that would be really hard for me.
But why would that make you feel uncomfortable?
Because boy or girl, it's still someone else.
So it doesn't like the sex, the gender thing doesn't matter. It's just like the intimacy of sex with someone else that's not you is what you don't like.
Yeah.
And that's fine. Sorry, I was nodding my head. Yes.
Of course.
Sorry, that pregnant pause.
No, I think that I would. I mean, it would be different if they wanted me to be a part of it.
So if someone was like, hey,
I don't know the answer to that. I don't know the answer to that.
I want to put 2 penne pastas in your rigatoni.
It's very hot in here. I really don't know the answer to that question. But I know that if someone was like, I want to go
be
with someone else without you, I wouldn't be okay with that. If they wanted me involved as well, I still am not sure.
Yeah, but I still think that I know you'd be willing to have a conversation. You wouldn't be like, no, no, no.
You know, at this point in my life, Greta, I'm willing to have a lot of conversations.
That's what I'm saying. I mean, there are a lot of people that, like, remember the one listener that wrote us in about her boyfriend that was like, it's either me or the dildos. Remember that fucking boyfriend?
Yeah.
And, like,
going back,
I know that that's not another person, but I still think it's like people like that that are just like so unwilling to even like open their minds to just like having the conversation. I think it's like that's that ultimately, whether or not this girl wanted to try sleeping with somebody else or be with someone else, man, woman, whatever, the fact that he communicates like that, and I'm assuming he's communicating like that, so I could be wrong, like it's still not good.
Yeah.
And I think that you're feeling these desires to sleep with, to have more experiences than him. You should explore that because those desires are never going to go away. And next thing you know, you're going to be like fucking 45 and like married to him with three kids. And like there won't be an option, you know?
Yeah. The one main thing, too, is you said go behind his back. I just would never do anything behind.
I would not go behind his back because that's not, first of all, that's not going to be honest to you. That's not going to be honest to the partner that you're going to have. And it's just the whole experience will be tainted and make you feel like shit.
And your relationship is going to have this a cloud over it.
Right. And you want to have these like new sexual experiences, feeling good and positive about them, especially since it's your first time like sleeping with other people. It should come from a point of honesty. And if your boyfriend right now cannot understand that, I think that you should maybe break up and have these experiences that you need to have. And you could even say to him, I need to have these experiences to be a better partner to you in our relationship in the future.
Agree.
Well, that was a gorgeous episode. We were very intense. And you know what? I don't apologize because I'm unapologetic in this life.
And our lady loving today, I think it should be Hannah Gadsby.
Yes. Fab.
You should
Fab
watch her Netflix show. It was very good.
And
you should also watch Chris Rock because I love him. I really butchered that telling of that joke, but it was really funny. And I liked it.
You should come to the Grove July 19th for Jilly's show. Is it free?
It is. I think.
We're saying it's
July 19th and I'll be there in Seoul, Greta. Yeah. That's all we got.
We think it's free. My show every week. I'm going to be back in LA. Back in LA this week. My show every Tuesday at Genghis Cohen, me and Blair Saki. Maybe Jilly will come by there sometime too.
I'll do a pop-in. I'll wave.
Pop in, pop up.
Just kidding. Remember, of course I'll be there.
Drink a lot of water. Say I love you to your parents.
And stay true to yourself.
Stay true to yourself. And
call your mom.
Call your mom.
Or your dad.
Or your dad. Or just a friend. Okay. You don't have any of those.
Or DM us. We're your friends.
All right. Next week. Bye.
Bye.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.